Arts District. 1. In a jade green shade. Come in out of the sun, love, amorous as this lovely green. Let's relax in the clouds and rain. Enjoy the cloud bursts, one after another. 2. Drawing lesson. When asked to draw the world they saw, they drew the lines in different places, as people often do. But no one knew, except maybe those two, if they truly drew what they saw, or if what each saw, from their joint and several spaces, was anything like what the other saw. For all that's known for certain true were the lines of conclusion they drew. 3. Etude. Ripe fruit falling through tropical air, sweet to the tongue. Taken from a dead Indian, friends and neighbors, old wives in the moonlight, geese overhead, frogs. These were found broken as an animal in the street, blown abstractly as paper onto the grate, slumped by the door at breakfast, under the cabbage leaf by noon, inside the morning glory at sunset, glistening from the tips of pine needles in mountain fog. These were carved in a black walnut shell, acid-etched on glass, scratched on the cave wall. These embroidered, these left plain. These bought for a nickel and a dime to have a good time with down across the line. French whores and Chinese madams, Harlem pimps and princely johns. These were dropped by pigeons losing the race, trying their best just to keep up. 4. Similitudes. As I said, jays are like minimalist painting, the canvas covered with little squares of color. Or even more, like some minimalist music, Reich or Glass or some other Hearts of Space sounds. The minor variations through long repetitions, taking on meanings as the frequencies of notes, the modulated pitch of phrased intonations amplify and interfere with each other, rhyming in a different sense than we think of usually when we think of rhyming sounds, and often focused on emotional nuances. Mine seem to be more like surreal canvases, Bosch and Bruegel and some of Dürer's engravings, images from multiple walks of life arranged among flights into heights and depths of dream states, conscious thoughts alongside archetypes drawn from real life as we know it, psychological, socioeconomic. Things pregnant with meaning, scenes and unseen sounds juxtaposed and punned together, taking on significance and symbolic resonance, hopefully of use. 5. Muse. Her goddess ass and thighs wrap all around your brain. Sharon Dubiago. Graves was right, of course, as usual. Call her muse, or call her nymph, or goddess, or Lilith, decked out for the Beaux-Arts ball. Cast in bronze, or flesh, or words, or less. Her peculiar strength lies in her need to give love freely and absolute, with no corresponding obligation on her part of constancy, honor, or sympathy. The man she rides gets more from her than his kenning, more than his tongue understands doing her bidding, bearing her weight, for instance, his whole life, her thighs firmly astride his neck and brain, her long silky leg across his hairy chest, her gracefully arched foot pressing down hard on the cock and bull story of his pain. 6. Analog time. Above the river, fog. Above the fog, mountains. Black Mountain, Cold Mountain, Mount Analog. All these mountains stacked up behind each other. Mount Ararat, Mount Pisgah, Ossa on Pelion, the clouds like a mountain range, the moon like a cloud, Mont Blanc, Mont Saint-Michel, Mons Veneris. The mountains walking, blue-green, rose-gold, Salvat, Meru, Taishan. The mountains on fire through our rear window, Parnassus, Olympus, Golgotha. 7. The Figures of Women. A famous poem by a famous poet asks if the mind of the lover dwells most on the woman won or the woman lost. He never answered the question directly. In the poems, the figures of women are usually those who got away, mourned in their absence, but informed, in a manner of speaking, utterly by the one who won him.